This morning I'm turning to the first epistle of John, chapter 2. First John chapter 2, and I'll read to you verse 1 and 2. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for us only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And these are the words we are thinking about this morning, the words of Scripture, and these are the words of Apostle John. Who wrote these words, and our subject, thinking through the propitiation for our sins, or propitiation for sins. And this is now the page, yes, I'm going to say, I'm going to be a whole name, Apostle John, that's the more true, the book of the kind, chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. No? Now, here, the age now, so I dream where, and Pata, I'll hold my point, and I said, when I'm Pata. Ano na yadwen dwen ho ene ano ewo nyame anim ye ka bone ho mpata ewo nyame anim na yadwen ho and before I come on to the main subject, Apostle John in these two verses, he was encouraging believers to resist sin, as he said, my little children, these things write I unto you that ye sin not. The American Apostle Paul sa esem yenu ya yakan na otro they trust me, but me just me here. No trauma. A jedi for me said there. Or show me say. Omo mpu boni. Omo mpu omo mpu boni. Omo nye boni. Omo mpu ama boni. Na no show omo cry. So omo koso. And yes, sir. Because the idea a factor Christo. And then Christo a jedi for. And he said, my little children. And this doesn't mean that he was writing to young persons, though we see that he even told us the categories of persons, fathers, young men, but here the whole thing is not just young persons, but this shows his spiritual relationship with those he was writing the letter to. Probably he was the means of their conversion, we don't know, and if he so, then he was their spiritual father in Christ. We can remember Apostle Paul himself said to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15, he said that, I have begotten you all in Christ. So, meaning that, and because he preached the gospel to them, and through that, he was the instrument of their conversion, it could be Apostle John stands in the same relationship with these believers he's writing to. But then we also know that Apostle John at this time was an aged man, he has grown old. I think the other secular history, we are told that he seems to be the one who really grew old among the apostles and died probably through natural death, but we are not sure. And also, and as an old man and also as a matured Christian, he wasn't just an old man but a matured Christian. So, in that case, in his relationship with others in the faith, you can call them little children. Okay, so, yeah, sure, Apostle John, didn't you cancer? Me ma unkwara, and I said, ma unkuman. And I'm catching it. And yes, I'm going to show my mom. I'm crying. I say, I'm going to embrace to work again. Now, my children, me, only I'm going to have a Christ. I'm going to have a dear. I'm going to have one. I mean, yes, yes. Hey, be a na. I'm not gonna. I can't. I'm not in the same part. Christ in the same for catcher. I'm going to. I'm going to Christ. No. I say, be a. I say, Christ. I'm going to. I'm the sap of support count of 1 Corinthians chapter 4, 15 says, and I'm a son of Christ, a job over here, a very important one, I said, and about Christ, maybe a visa or all can ever have said. There's also names up for the John Samuel, no way, Nipa, your kind, about some nearby people in the Troy, Abimu Cassel. John, not only apostles, and we'll be able to meet Tina to check, you know, sounds you'll be able to say, you know, and it's a Kayofona. Omo won be say abi say e wudi e kwan so on enti ye hwe no an no obi a wanyi no san so Christo ni a wan so wanyi o Christo mu enti sa jina bia o we ene omo aye ejedi fo no o hwe omo a obetu na from say omo ye member nketua. So here my little children shows his affection for these believers in Christ. And your car, your shell, my cousin, my man, Kuma, as a net door, and a Nayemu, Nayemu, as a net door, a woman, Christo, Jedifo, I want him. Indeed, I was, Obia, as a old Shemesima, or what a retro, a show, no moon, Tahu, Dibio, Christo, Mua, I had never. Now, and as we know, the more a believer matures in the faith, the more his love for Christ and other believers also grows. You see, it's one of the signs of maturity. The hymn writer says, "Let there be the tie that binds our heart in Christian love." You see, when you talk of love in this world, every love, I mean, has its limits. But in the love of Christ in the heart of believers, it goes to Christ. Nothing hinders, and it grows. The more we love, we grow in the faith. The more we are more matured. I mean, maturity is not just knowing, it's about how you have lived a Christian life. So we see that Apostle John have grown old, he could see all the other believers as young people, he has to relate in that way to them. Jamaican is Now, see him write a bit of says, sir, or say, Ishranka, sir, I didn't have a trick used to fall, Akuma, our domu, a kind of our domu. Well, true love does not rejoice in sin, so he warns the disbelievers against sin. That also, true love doesn't, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, charity never. it's not happy with sin. So, as we see Apostle John, he's showing such a love to these believers, but then he will not let them rejoice in sin. The more Apostle John, the near Jew was a Christopher, Ochen, or Danny Do, Edia Shoban, so Christopher Dono, and Sim Faboneho, the Fubonia, the Bufu Elbonho, and Ochra Musa, Omonchio Mufibon. So, it's that he tells them, he warns them about something that. These things write I unto you that ye sin not. You see, though you are my little children, I love in the Lord Jesus Christ, but I'm writing this thing to you to warn you so that you don't sin. That you do not yield yourself as servants of sin. You see, and that again, as our love for Christ increases, our hatred for sin also increases. But then he moves on. He set forth before this believer to comfort those who may be despair because they have fallen into sin out of weakness. Of course, to air cast more money born in La, or sound so added to a gift of winning, or show more and cry beyond the impono, so be I a bonnier, a crime be us. And he says, and if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Infono, and the Christ Christopher, you go for so Mukutia, one year, Nelson, send them a Homer, soon in social Muna, Obi, one year, Ma on Paba. If you say, your word, Tim Jenny, Christ, or ye, Christo, away, Jano, and him, or ye, chain any at the mine. Or show Moon Cry said, Infono, Moods up, it is a one year, one is a Christo, and Tia, what Jamono, what was some of Kuma. So it's a way of encouraging them not to sin, and even if there's a sin, they are not out of the sight of the Lord. The Lord is with them because the Lord Jesus Christ, who has perfect righteousness, who suffered and died on our behalf on the cross of Calvary, is still our Savior. If we have believed in Him, if you have yielded up your life and heart to Him, and you have been saved by Him, and you have been moved to love Him and to each and every day fight against your sins, the Lord Jesus Christ is still your Savior. So why do you wear this? Why do you wear this on him? Now the rash and the muscle woman, the boy of one. Yes, Christo. Every Adani Adebian, or some you are young. When you are young, he is still saving you. He is still, standing for you. So while he is seated in heaven, the merit of his atoning sacrifice is still interceding on behalf of believers. So yes, Christo, or Tristra, he may monoa, or Dina Homayeno. Ne first wife fee new woe certain who see all a woman born, that's so a gentleman for. So it's not just about believers, I mean sinners coming to the Lord Jesus, but even believers who are still on earth, His merit is still for us, you see. And it's one of the beautiful things that it encourages us to love Him. So that when we sin against Him, it moves our heart to cry, because He who has died for us and for all the years, He's still, looking upon us so that we are benefiting from His work, we sin against Him, you see. So advocacy for believers. I mean, He is interceding on the behalf of believers. So you see, that is why the heart of true Christians are always set on Christ. Because if a believer's heart is not set on Christ, what will you do about your sins and your daily, guilt of sin? How are you going to cope with? No, but when our hearts and minds are ever lifted up to Him, then we are ever moved to love Him and to move on with Him. If our heart is not set on Christ, then we should also ask ourselves, are we Christians? Are we believers in Christ? Because when He saves us, He has taken hold of our heart. And as we live our lives, our heart is ever panting, always Psalm 40, as the heart panted after the water brooks, so panted my heart after Thee, O Lord. Said Abuano and that is how it is, you see. He's interceding for us. So he's my advocate above. And how can I forget Him? You see? How can I forget? He's the pearl of great price to every true Christian. He's the one I honor and I adore, but I cherish Him than anything in the world. You see? That is how it is. So that my happiness and my honor is in Christ. That is the heart of belief. So we can read this through. We can read this, what Apostle John is saying here. So how the Lord Jesus Christ stands for believers. Because it's in connection to verse 2, which is my own my main concern. They can say the Apostle John account of verse 1, no, he bet me having some same way their fame. Ah, a year in Christ Shepherd, even a mate 34. Ah, the 12th of verse 2, no, I become one seminal. And then we are back here. So I move to verse 2. Now he's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, and He is a propitiation for our sins, and not for us only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Here he's speaking about the nature and the extent of the merit of the advocacy work of Christ. Because in verse 1 he has said Christ is an advocate above, and how is he an advocate? Is it for some few people, or is it for only believers? He's telling us. If you say, "Ose hano obeche mesmi ang Yesu Kristo nintem jine jumano a owosro oye no nikesi ye any mesmi metiye." If you say, "Ana se Kristo nintem jine oye ma ejedi fu a wama jino ejida dana ana se oye ma wamu." Okay. Eno na person church muche ne yefu. So hamu na okoso ayesadi yema. So he is the propitiation. For our sins, the word propitiation simply means the act of appeasing wrath and reconciling the favor of the offended. So that's the word impata. And this word, if you go back to the Old Testament, it is connected with the Day of Atonement. On the Day of Atonement, the chief priest or the high priest will have to take an animal, the sheep, and go to the tabernacle and offer it on behalf of the people as a sacrifice. You use the blood to sprinkle the altars and everything to purify it. So appeasing the wrath of God against their sin. And throughout all the various animal sacrifices, that's what it means, to appease the wrath of God against the sin of those who come to offer. deɛ yɛkane sɛ saa mpata adwuma yesu kristo yɛwɔ ha yi yɛtwe adwene kɔ tete apam adada no so a israelfoɔ mmere no asɔfoɔ panii no afeɛ biara no ɔwɔ dwuma bidi a wodeɛ frɛ no ɔyɛ de ma ɔde asɛ bɔne pata de ma kuro no nyinaa ɔfa aboa bi adwan mu a na ɔde akɔ nyankopɔn ntamadam no mu na ɔku no ɔde ne mogya no apetepete nneɛma bebree ho a ɛkyina hɔ sɛ ɔyɛ de aso nyankopɔn abufuhyew a ɛda bɔne a akurofoɔ no nyinaa ayɛ so ɛna bio nso no nyankopɔn ma ɔmoyɛ afɔre bebree na ɔmoyɛ a ɔmoku aboa ɔmode yɛ ɛno nyinaa na ɛgyina hɔ ma saa mpata adwuma yi a ɛka ho asɛm yi see so all the types of the sacrifice in the Old Testament were types of the propitiation work of the Lord Jesus Christ we are talking about here. And to see, sir, I'm working more, I'm here to go on it, on the pump on it, show the out for reporting here. In human nature, the home I used to do here, here come us in. Only the end, a dim, only your name has swap, said that you're about no more base, you might do. So that the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ, which he offered to God on the cross of Calvary, was to appease his wrath against sin. Yes, Christ, not for a boy, yeah, or a sin, the other, or Calvary, no. Or boy, the man, young coupon, no. Now, yeah, they are so young coupon, but for sure, it's not open, so. And only thing that occurred, Calvary, go here. And because of what it did, God will be gracious to forgive sinners who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and such sinners who deserve to be punished for their sins committed. Sir, Jumadia, yes, Christ, or yeah, yeah. Ah, you have to confess today. Or confess when the book will show back from you. Obi biya we di boy ni or di rebeche Christo mu. Mu apa ne nimsa ni aku pon elso efenoa. Or the boy ne beche we in the book will show efit. So if say wapi ni Jesus Christo aso amasa di boy ni no. What the Lord Jesus Christ did when God looks upon the Lord Jesus Christ and whoever every sinner who put his trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, God forgives and takes away his wrath because he has punished the Lord Jesus Christ on behalf of the one who come to confess his sin to him. You see how God have done to take away the punishment of sin? So that every lie that a sinner tells, the last in our heart, and as we read in the, John chapter 2, verse 15, down where it says the last of the flesh, the last of the eye, the pride of life, and all sorts of the greed, the selfishness, the envy, the hatred in my heart. If I come to the Lord Jesus Christ and confess it to him and tell him my heart so that, Lord, take my heart and life and change me, forgive me, because you have died for sinners, God will look upon me and forgive me and make me as if I have never sinned and call me, I'm innocent. That is, That is what we are talking about. So this is what the propitiation work here means. So that we should know that Christ has atoned or has offered himself on behalf of all those who will come to him and rest their hopes of salvation in him. So when they come and confess to him and cry to him, like the thief on the cross, he will tell us, not audibly, through the promise of his word, today, even if you die today, you'll be with me in heaven. Said there, yes, Christo. We didn't know. Even if you should die today, when the Lord Jesus Christ saves you, you are qualified to be in heaven because of this work of propitiation. Jaden, you are Christ, my wound there. Of course, Christ, and if you say, in part, you are, yes, Christ, why, a dear man, am I a couple who know, also on your boy in the name of your beer, this Christ of friend, eh, Akatanaso. Well, before I move on, I'm sure we know there are people who say that, well, the atonement of Christ was to satisfy Satan. And it's a false thing. I'm sure a bit more yeah, say, oh, Christ, ne Patejuma no ye or Calvary or ye the Maumunsam. And they teach it. People believe that, you see. It's very popular. I heard it from Joyce Meyer. I'm sure some of you know this woman. She has been popular, a preacher in the US of, yeah. And many others, they champion that Christ offered it to Satan. It's so absurd. Then also, it is absurd. He offered it to God because the sacrifice he offered was to appease God's justice. What has, I mean, sinners done to Satan? Or yeah, the so Yahupon ne perpayano ne bufishua that the boy for so. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14, how much more shall the blood of Christ, comparing to the Old Testament sacrifice, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God? He offered himself to God. That's what the Bible says, not to Satan. Say Yanko was it say yes Christo. Say ni mujana is mujana shegu and nam So he's talking about what Christ did to appease the wrath of God. Say Christo sin does not offend Satan. See? Sin does not offend Satan. He himself is the first sinner who introduced sin to the human race. Though it's true he has some power over sinners, but what is that power? His power over sinners is like that of a senior slave who lures others to slavery. I'm sure we have watched, I don't know if we have experienced, but we have watched movies where in the prisons, that some have become like so entrenched there that they even control, I mean, the whole quarters and people, I mean, like gangs there. Like, that's how Satan is acting. It's like he has become a senior slave or a senior prisoner and he knows all the corners of the prison and he's happy the others will come in and they'll have an empire there. Satan don't have power, it's a delegated power. I've heard others even relating it to a prison warder. I mean, that's even too high, just like a senior prisoner. He himself is in prison. How can he have power over sinners? But his power is in that sense. So he and his demons exercise their cruelties on the vulnerability of sinners. Satan is a coward. You see how these charismatic people, as if Satan, he doesn't have any power, he's a coward. That's what Peter said. He moves about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Peter said, "On namse o jacha, ofisho obi achemo. Ochi omwa, bone, munoma yemre." Satan, that's what he does. He's a coward. When people come to Christ and they are true believers and strong, he doesn't venture. You know that they always see his light, but he will venture and tempt those who are confused, in sin, and they don't even know their left and right, and have become so weak in sin. See, that's what he does. Satan has no power. His power is power of cruelty, where he sneak himself and do evil to sinners. So Satan is an accomplice of every sin. He's always tempting believers to sin against God. That is what. I'm sure we know he even tempted the Lord Jesus Christ when he was incarnated in the flesh. But we know that the Lord Jesus Christ, we are told, that he was refused to come and defeat the work of Satan. Even he knows that it was the defeat of his work that the Lord Jesus Christ came. But yes, he went to tempt him. On himself, the human DOD said, one year for no. It was by so Obama, or by getting 2 years from this, and so still no, or called Christopher. So for Satan, he doesn't stop, he doesn't sleep, he's ever alive in his work. So the day this world will be over, when sin shall be no more, and he himself will be cast into the lake of fire, with all those that will give their heart to him, and that he deceived. So we see that Satan is, that is his work. So how can we defeat Satan? We defeat him when we are in Christ. A person that you made upon Samson, he said, oh, Christ, how can we cannot defeat him. All those charismatic gimmicks, their anointing oil, holy water, is nonsense. We don't defeat him. He's a spirit. How can you defeat a spirit with a material something? No. Only the Lord Jesus Christ can. He has power over all spirits. The life of Satan and all his demons are in his hand. He's God of all creation. You see, yes, Christo. So that only he can deal with him for us. We cannot. He has got, the Lord Jesus has not delegated his power to any human being. The apostles, dealt with demons, spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ. He gave them that power. We don't have that power. People say, oh, believers also have that power. No, our power is just rest our hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you that have a life to him, nothing can be against us. Satan cannot touch me. Satan cannot touch any believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. The troubles of life are not caused by Satan. God is the judge of all the earth. The troubles of life is because of sin. It's God who has cursed this world. Satan has not cursed the world. He has no power to curse the world. So you see, we only fear him because we don't want to sin against God. We want to look at his way so that we avoid him. Beyond that, he's nothing. He can do no harm to anyone except he is permitted. So you see, Satan has been promoted so much in our time because of these false teachings. But he's nothing. Satan is afraid when a sinner comes to Lord Jesus Christ and he owes his life to him and become servant to the Lord. Satan is not afraid of that such a person. You see? So that is to defeat Satan, you must be in Christ. He must save you from your sins. We don't need any special deliverance by these so-called churches and by any prophet. No. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent. Believe in him. He is he only. He can forgive your sin. When he makes you one of his children, he tells us in John, in the Gospel of John, say that all his people are in the hand of his Father. And who is greater than God? You can attack the property of someone if you're able to break through the defenses or the wall. Who can break through the defense of God? Who can break through the power of God? Nobody. But then, the false teaching of these charismatics and these preachers is like, God is a weak God. That he can save a soul and allow Satan to maltreat him. Look at us, parents here. If we have the power, will you allow somebody to maltreat your children? No. But how can God, the Almighty God, allow Satan to maltreat his children? It doesn't make sense. But people believe that nonsense, you see. Sometimes it's hard when I think of that, to think of the Almighty God and think that Satan can affect it. No. God is greater. The Lord Jesus Christ said, God is greater than all who gave them faith. That is enough. The truth of God is enough. But people will want to have it. I don't know what they want. You see, they want to be deceived. I move on. Apostle John said, and he is the propitiation for our sins. Apostle John, we know that he was a Jew, and the letter probably was written basically to the Jewish Christian first, those who are believers. So he speaks of ours, in connection to the propitiation of Christ, that they who are Jews who have come to Christ, they are sins, so that he has stood in their place, and that his sacrifice has satisfied God's justice for their sins. But he didn't end there. Because that would have made it something that we don't have any hope. The continuation, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. You see, Apostle John has spoken about themselves and the sin of the whole everyone. So this is the extent of Christ's atoning sacrifice. You see, it is for all who believe in Him as the Son of God, who was sent by the Father to come and suffer and die for their sins. You see, when I come to God this way, that the Son of God has come to come and suffer and die for me, for my sin which I have committed against Him, and I come and yield my heart and life to Him and trust in Him, God will be at peace with me. Yes, Christo, Yahoo, but no, but we are in the general summon of no, but that's bread, a woman money. Say, one who wants to change to a woman, some of the himself, a question of the rest anymore. But the money by telling. So you see, this is what Apostle John is telling us. Our sins and the sins of the whole world. So that believers today, our sins are mediated for. And everyone who will come today to the Lord Jesus Christ, his sins will be forgiven. Until this world is over, until the Lord Jesus Christ returns, everyone and every sin that comes to him, he will save and he will forgive. And he will change their heart. He will make them one of his people. He will call them the righteous, you see. And say we are saying, oh, copying by Jesus Christ, or best time, Abba, so people we are saying, no, best say we are saying, copying Sam Ren, or we be around, or the point of banning him, best friend, we are. Nimpata, you man, now, why you're Calvary, no? You have a point in the one eventually. If you send him, Pata, you man, why you're in here. So that from any country, any race, or tribe in the world, any sinner, who believes in Jesus Christ, sincerely in this manner, he will be saved from his condemnation in sin and be reconciled to God. You see? So that is why the gospel is for everyone. It doesn't matter whether we are white or black, it doesn't matter whether we are fancy or gay, it doesn't matter where we are from, it doesn't matter which family we are born into, whether rich or poor, it doesn't matter which country we come from. What matters? We come to Him. And those who come, they feel this. So that tells us, and he is a propitiation for our sins. Why am Pata at the Maya Bonnie? And I reassign ya Bonnie. You see? Sometimes when we go to the station, people ask people, do you know Lord Jesus Christ? Yes, he came to die for our sins. Then we ask them, did he die for your sin? They say, but us? No. But did he die for your sin? That's the question. If you know that for yourself, you will come before him and cry to him with your sin. You see? So, the Lord Jesus Christ died for our sins, but each and every individual must come to him in that way. Friends, I know that some here may have felt the power of Christ's propitiation. Every believer, if we have believed in him, if we have yielded up our heart and life to him, we have been now reconciled to God. He is no more angry with us. And by this reconciliation, we are the object of his eternal love. When we talk about the love of God that never expires, it's for this and these people here that they have come to Lord Jesus Christ. Our life in this world is all about submission to the Heavenly Father's will. If you read the reading we have in John chapter 2, if you continue, see what John was speaking about. The commandment, if we obey him, it means that we have what? We are in him and all that. It speaks of those that have come, God have saved, and they're just willing to give your heart and life to him. Submission to him. But I know that, friends, that's not the case of everyone who may be here. I don't know our hearts. Is that your case now? That you are now being reconciled to God because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done? The American says, because of Ebi Moaha, Ebi Ano Omohu. It's your case like that, my friend. Son also there. Is it okay, Snyder? Have you entirely given your heart and life to Jesus Christ, the only Savior of the world? It's not about I have said some prayers to Him. But have you yielded up yourself to Him? I'm sure we know how people give themselves to these things. That also, we know football fans. That also. How did you, I mean, because all of us, you have been football fans before. I mean, you just want to know about your team. That also, and everything, the players, and sometimes you even learn about, I mean, their family, I mean, their private life, and you are happy to just learn. You see? And we know of others who are fans of politics. They cannot live a day without listening to political programs. That means that, well, that's us. But what about if we say we are in Christ? It's our heart and mind and everything to Him. How we give ourselves to things of the world. It is the same way, even more than that, that you have given your heart and life to Him. That's the question, you see. Because if it is not so, then you have not felt the power of His propitiation. Say, and sister, what do I come and what brother was sharing? Sir, sister, my sister, we are. If you do ball it here, and then the team there, you do be an. Then I bring in. You be here, teacher. And also, we are. We do politics. You do be an. Just that I bring in. It's any man. So far, what come and what brother was sharing? Houston, sir. The day they won. But today, na sir, in part of Juma, I was here. The team is not winning. So in part of Juma, no. Tumi wom said a question to Wimua and I win ya. Wakuma no abrabo question is that you know be the Lord of your own life. You don't make decisions in life without asking myself, will this honor Him? Will this allow me to honor Him? Or will this allow me to glorify Him? No, you not. Well, sometimes we make mistakes, but I mean continuously your life will be that. You see. The Lord's Prayer. That thy will be done. How can I pray the will of the Lord be done, a believer, and then I want my will to be done? No. You see? So this propitiation power of Christ changes out the will of those that have felt the power to be His. Those that have felt the power of Christ's propitiation, His will, His purpose, His desire is this. They've changed places. They are not the masters of their own lives. They are the servants of Christ. The Bible says, ye are servants of Christ. And that word servant, like slave of Christ, purchased by His own blood, because of how can Christ suffer on the cross of Calvary? And I think He has saved me by this suffering. And I don't want to yield my life to Him. It's not possible. It's not possible. The Almighty God should come from heaven to come to lay down His glory, to come and do a work for our reconciliation with God. And yet I say, well, I have embraced this word. And I don't care about Him. No, it's not possible. It's not possible, you see. I'm sure we know even those that have, in their life, they have done good to us. I mean, we sometimes when we think of them, we see how we think of them. What about the greatest good ever to be done? If we have felt this good in our hearts, what is our life? I'm sure we can remember the hymns that thy life was given to me, what have I given to thee? And that all to Jesus I surrender. Those are the sense of those songs. Those were not songs that, you know, people sing those, but they don't think of it. And I say, oh, but you know what people are doing? You are telling God, I want to give you my life. And then you turn around, you don't want to give your life. Can we deceive God? No. That's what we sing. That the hymns we sing, the words are not just. It tells, I want to, Lord, I want you to be my Lord. You see, so that is it. The propitiation of Christ is set before us. It is the only way we can reconcile with God, and it is the only way that a sinner can know the loving kindness of God. Yes, Christ will impart a human. I know personally, the boy in the bed to me, I first only have a point in Kabo. And also personal, you bet me and coupon, Indian and coupon, and you are. So, before I end, are you willing to give your life to Him? If we have not, would that person will grab one who have conversation? Or you want to live a life without Him and die in your sins? Yeah, that is it. If you don't yield up your life to Him, you will die in your sins. And what will you answer at the day of judgment?
So one for a woman, no, a brave one, send us that. Who will want him? That's a wooden door there, and we hear our woman. It's like I always look at the court, and then the case is called, then the person come and stand in the box there, and the crime is being read. What will be the answer? Each one of us should picture ourselves like we are in that before that day comes. What will be my answer? I don't have any covering. I don't have anyone to stand in for my sin. My believers in Christ, have the Lord Jesus Christ, even now, He's advocating for us in heaven. Even now, He is interceding for us. And at the day of judgment, He will intercede for those who are in Him. Which one do you want to choose? I'm sure every sinner will be happy to have to be at peace with Almighty God. The God whose hand are the powers of all the world, each one of us. If you have not come, try and ask Him. Continue to try and ask Him. And rest your hopes in Him. Come to Jesus Christ, believe in Him, repent of your sin, and give your heart to Him. Because you know that the mercies of God has a limit. The day that His patience will be cut off, that no matter how we want to pray, we will never have His mercy. We don't know when. You see, now who found the more broken? Am I for the way beyond a war, maybe a pimp? A day we bow over 5,000, young people ground you. But in Mura, I do hear no Bible sort here. Couldn't him not for a common or proportion is that because. Each one of us will go into judgment. Let this always be on our mind. But God is so merciful and gracious. He has given to us His Son to be our advocate above. He is our propitiation. Yes, Christ, we are impacted there. He will help you if you have not come to Him to yield up your heart and life to Him. He is ever ready to receive you.